Well, here's one for you. If you can't get to a sell-out Edinburgh Fringe show, how about we bring it down to Cambridge? I've got a great one coming for you at the Cambridge Junction on February the 18th. It's a comedian, Michael Akadiri. He's a junior doctor and a stand-up comedian. Like, those two go hand in hand. He joins me on the line now. Michael, a very good afternoon to you.
Hey, afternoon, Neil. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Which came first, chicken or the egg? Junior doctor or comedian? Which one was it first?
Oh, it was the junior doctor. It was. But soon after, the comedy did come and follow. So, you know, just before the medicine became before the funnies.
Okay. Now, I mean, everyone hears, I mean, you guys, you do an amazing job. Everyone knows NHS is in crisis and you absolutely have all our love and support. Just pay them the money, is my view. But how do you find the time to do comedy, given the lengthy hours and the huge amount of pressure on? You must be exhausted when you come off a shift.
Oh, it's been difficult. I've been doing comedy for about 5 years, been a doctor for 6. And yeah, it's not been easy juggling the two, as you say. But do you know what it is? The comedy is like the therapy for me. So after a long shift, being able to go on stage and having this blank canvas, just go where you want to with your material and your jokes, is therapy for me. And it's just so relaxing. I actually look forward to the gigs because it's a nice release from the stress of the day.
Okay. I mean, there's quite a rich vein of comedians who do have medical backgrounds. I mean, typically Dr. Phil, Harry Hill, ones like that,
yes,
who've gone on to great success. So, I mean, is it always something that you have in mind that you'll run the two along together, or is it, you know, is medicine your first love or comedy?
It's a difficult one now, because now, currently, I'm sort of on like a sabbatical. So for a few months, because I've been managing and probably finding it a bit difficult to balance the two, for the last few months, probably up to a year, I'll put the medicine on the back foot and just seeing where the comedy can take me. Because I sort of think, I don't want to be sort of 70 looking back and thinking, oh, if only I gave the comedy a proper shot, you know? Yeah. So this is just a year, maybe two, just to see, is the comedy a career or is it a weekend hobby? So that's what I'm trying to find out right now.
Well, you're off to a cracking start. I mean, I'm just looking at the plaudits for you. The Evening Standard loves you. You've been in the BBC New Comedy Awards. ITV do stand-up shows. And Lad Bible love you. So you're not only popular on traditional television, but you're famous across the internet as well. So that soon picks up, doesn't it? Comedy on the internet is a great thing. And once you go viral, you're off, aren't
essential.
You?
Oh, it's essential. Yeah, nowadays, I think before, you know, you could just do a live at Apollo, do a few panel shows and you're off. But nowadays, you've got to be on social media. It's one of the sort of best things, or ills, depends on where you see it, of our genre now. And yeah, most definitely, it's been great to work with all those sort of companies and different outlets, and long may it continue.
And I guess having that mix of broadcast and the internet means you can kind of vary exactly how you do, because there's rules in some places, but, you know, great to be on telly, can't beat it.
Yeah.
But then you can do other stuff a little bit more risque offline, or a little bit more left field, perhaps, offline.
Oh, 100%, yeah. There's when I've done TV gigs, you read the sort of paperwork beforehand, the T's and C's, the do and don't. She's like, oh, can I even tell a joke? But then, but when it's sort of internet stuff, there's a bit more sort of space to be a bit more wild and a bit more risky, as you say. And people tend to, you know, some people love TV, some people love the internet stuff. So you pick your poison, don't you? You pick your best one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing is, isn't it, on the internet, you've only got a few minutes. I know you in theory, you could run for hours, but people's attention span and the time they take to click. So do you have to be quite sharp and quite focused on what you do?
Yeah, so on the internet, it's very much, people just want the punchline. They just want to laugh straight away. You've got 10, 15 seconds, they'll give you that grace period, and you want to make them laugh, at least chuckle, so they watch a longer video. Whereas when it's TV, people don't tend to be so flippant. So they'll give you the grace period, they'll watch your whole set and then make a judgment. But on the internet, because people's attention spans are so short on the internet, people just want that shot of dopamine, so you got to hit them quick and hit them fast.
Okay, so what's going to happen at the show at the Cambridge Junction? I've got to warn you, I can't watch things like Casualty, because I don't do blood, and I certainly don't do one. Really not good on that. So am I going to have to sit at the back with my eyes covered or something?
No, I'm just like you. I can't watch any medical dramas, because I'll be spotting out all the fake, all the stuff which is fiction. It annoys me, it really annoys me. I can't watch it. I'm like, that's not real. They're not doing CPR properly. You put the pads in the wrong place. So I can't watch it. So we're together on that, Neil. But no, it's not going to be. It's going to be, it's a stand-up show. It's about my life in the NHS, my life outside it, and how these scrubs got me in a little trouble with the law. I had to go to court. So I tell all of that and more. It's very funny. It's got a lot of plaudits in Edinburgh. And I just wanted to bring it down to the people of Cambridge. So it's going to be our show, hour full of me. Just an hour full of me. And hopefully you enjoy my company.
That sounds fantastic. And I love it when people tell stories based on real life. I mean, without giving anything away, how much do you have to embellish? Or frankly, are the storylines just there in front of you with your job?
No, they're really true. So a lot of people come up to me after the show, is that real? Is that true? I'm like, yeah, it's true. Like, obviously, you hype up some things, but largely the premise of most of the jokes, if anything, are true. Actually, things that have happened, and I just sort of make it funny and just turn it up a dial. But it's all true. You may find out some things that you didn't know, some things that you may not want to remember. That's the best thing.
And this is always a tricky one, isn't it? It's a bit like musicians always, you know, who inspired you? Who inspired you to be a comic, and who do you like watching yourself?
Oh, it's a good question. Like, to be honest, who inspired me? I probably one of the favorite comics. He's an American comic, Dave Chappelle. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's one of the best, in my opinion. I know people see him as controversial now, but I think his longevity, how he approaches topics and makes serious topics lighthearted and funny, I think is brilliant. There's probably more American comics. I think the work ethic of someone like Kevin Hart, who just seems to go at everything 110%. Those are sort of ethics I'm trying to put into my work. Because I think in this game, you've got to be funny, but a lot of the time it's about the work you're willing to put in and how hard you are to graft, how you got to go out and speak to different people, how hard you're willing to, you know, engage with your fans. So those are the people that inspire me. And I love the genre of comedy.
Fantastic. And that's the thing again, though, isn't it? It was all those things you said there about working hard, commitment, ability to talk to people.
Yep.
Same things you need as a junior doctor, because you're always part of a team, aren't you? You've got
100%.
You've got patience. I mean, well done you for dealing with the public. I don't know how you do that. It's those same set of skills, isn't it?
No, 100%. And you're very right to draw those parallels. I think comedy and medicine aren't too far apart, because in medicine, you're just trying to find a diagnosis, and you speak to people and you're trying to hone in on what the diagnosis is. And with comedy, you're trying to hone in on what the punchline is. So that's where I see the parallels. You start far and wide, then you narrow down. And that's the parallels I sort of draw. So that's probably why there's quite a few of us that look to comedy as doctors, as our thing, as our sort of hobby, which just gets a bit out of control.
Absolutely. Well, it's part of his UK tour 2022-23. He's got other dates coming up. Manchester, Bristol, London, Birmingham. I mean, these are all good places to be playing, aren't they?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. It was just a chance. Like, it's not a huge sort of tour, but I'm doing about 8 or 9 dates. And the idea was to give people that don't get a chance, didn't get a chance to go to Edinburgh, a chance to see it in local surroundings. So hopefully people are around and they can come and show out. And most definitely looking forward to Cambridge, because, you know, I was meant to be a student at Cambridge, but then St. John's College said no. So this is a bit of time for retribution. So St. John's College, I'm coming for you guys. That's
Fair enough. And the one thing I love as well is that people who NHS staff discount for people who come to your shows.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely. It's about sort of extending a hand to colleagues. We know what's going on. We had the nurses strike just before Christmas. So I know how tough it is. I've seen it firsthand. I think NHS colleagues do a lot of work, a lot of time. They don't get paid money. It's all in goodwill. So this is just a token of my appreciation for the hard work they do. Just give them a little discount. And students get a discount too. You guys probably don't deserve it, but you guys are getting a discount as well.
Well, there you are. Michael Akadiri, his No Scrubs tour coming to the Cambridge Junction on the 18th of February. Michael, it's been great to chat to you. And once again, with your NHS hat on, thank you to you, all your colleagues for everything you've done.
Thank you.
Staggering work over the past umpteen years. I mean, it's gone unnoticed for decades, but staggering work over the past years.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep up the good work and good luck with the comedy. Michael Akadiri, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Neil, for your time, man. It'll be good to see you soon. Thank you.